5 years ago, when the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10, was being voted on, the progressive presence in Wisconsin, especially in Madison, was hard to miss.
Tens of thousands of protesters gathered on the steps of the Capitol. That iconic symbol of the blue fist was plastered around Madison and elsewhere in 2011, opposing changes brought by Act 10 that would affect collective bargaining and public sector employees. But that wave of progressive fervor didn't necessarily translate into election wins and recall campaigns and beyond.
Our next guest, Dee Hall, is managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She wrote a recent piece for Madison Magazine called What's Happened to Progressivism? Dee, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, first off, the word progressive is one that's been used a fair bit this year, especially with Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton debating its meaning. How are we defining what a progressive is right now?
Well, I think that is part of the issue that's facing this movement. There are people who are in the movement but disagree on what it means. There are people who call themselves progressive, such as Mayor Paul Soglin here in Madison, but others would say he's not progressive. And so I think that is part of the problem that the movement is facing right now.
And would you say that during Act 10, when there were those tens of thousands of protesters, that could fairly be called a progressive protest movement going on?
I think it was definitely a high point for the progressive movement here in Wisconsin, that more energy there than we had seen in many, many years. So, yes, in that case, they were standing up for the rights of unionized workers, standing up for, there were some other issues that were thrown in there at the same time, Medicaid funding and things of that nature, funding education, teachers and their rights and responsibilities. And so it was a big moment, but it just didn't result in the wins that they were aiming for.
And these days, do we have a sense about how many people identify with progressive politics in Wisconsin?
It's not a lot of people. It's less than you might imagine. Right now, as of 2012, the Marquette Law School poll asked that question. The last time they asked it was 2012, and they found 19% of Wisconsinites identifying themselves as progressives or liberals. Nationwide, it was even less than that in 2010. It was more like 12%. And then in that same poll in 2010, that national poll, more than half of the people said they actually don't really know what progressivism is. They could not define it.
Well, looking at what happened here in Wisconsin, people in 2011, progressives thought they were on the road to victory at the time. There were petitions signed to recall Governor Scott Walker. Then he was reelected three times. What happened?
Well, there are a couple things going on there. I talked with Kathy Kramer, who in the Department of Political Science here in Madison. She went around the state talking to people about their political beliefs, and she discovered there's a big divide. It's primarily an urban-rural divide, but it divides a lot of people who feel like they're not getting from the government what they want or need. And so as a matter of fact, they just don't support the government. Progressives have sort of the opposite idea. They feel like the government is the great problem solver. It is the great provider. And so, you've got that divide there. And I think that's what was going on, is essentially there were enough people who really still feel that the government is more of a problem than a solution. And those people voted for Governor Walker. In addition, there was the issue that the unions that traditionally support liberals and progressives were severely weakened by that Act 10, and they were traditionally one of the biggest supporters of these candidates, and their power was severely diminished as a result of that legislation.
What kind of overlap is there, do you think, at least as it's seen by the banner holders of the progressive movement, what kind of overlap do they see between rural voters and a possible progressive agenda?
Well, there are some folks. I talked with Matt Rothschild, who was the editor of The Progressive Magazine for over 30 years, and he now works for the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. His idea was that actually a lot of people, if you just ask them, if you take away the label of progressive and you just ask them whether they support certain initiatives, they would fall on the pretty progressive. Uniform background, universal background checks for guns, more family leave, some other issues that progressives would and do push that people who might even call themselves Republicans or conservatives would actually be in favor of.
Do you have a sense of whether Wisconsin is in new territory in terms of maybe losing some of its progressive fervor, given its history, the birthplace of the progressive movement?
Well, it certainly has less influence than it used to have. There's no question about that. Wisconsin used to be sort of on the vanguard of a lot of social service and safety net type programs like workers' compensation and things of that nature. We have seen a pullback on a lot of those programs over the last several years, particularly under Governor Walker.
And going forward, I mean, you gathered a lot of opinions about this. What did again, those banner holders of the progressive movement, what did they say about the health of the progressive movement and where it stands today?
I think there was among the folks that I talked to, there was a sense that there needs to be more outreach to people who wouldn't even necessarily ever call themselves progressive. But if you can talk to them about the sort of things that progressives believe in, that there might be a chance to bring them on board.
We're talking with Dee Hall right now, managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about her recent article called What's Happened to Progressivism.
And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Do you think progressivism, the progressive movement, has declined in Wisconsin? Is the political right serving the state better, reaching out to people better? And what does the future hold? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our conversation with Dee Hall, the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about her recent piece, Taking Stock of Progressive Politics in Wisconsin 5 years after Act 10 was passed.
We want to hear from you. Do you think that progressive politics are as influential as they used to be in the state? Did you leave one side, go to the other? Do you think that the state has changed forever? Or is this a pendulum that's going to swing back? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Jody on the line with us in Oconomowoc. Jody, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The point that I wanted to make, I am a progressive. I will always be a progressive as far as I know. And after the recall attempt of Governor Walker, those of us who signed the recall petition, our names were all put on a registry collected by Walker supporters, and it was put to on a website, which still may exist, called Put Wisconsin First. And this is a website people could check to see if we recall, if we signed the recall. And added to that, our addresses, our locations, geopositionings of our home, and also exact photocopies of the recall petitions were on this website. And the website was also connected to the state website, which included information about tax delinquents, sex offenders, and criminals.
So, Jody, we're going to leave it there. I want to make sure we can get Dean on this and get some callers in, too. Thank you for that. Did that come up at all? Did you sense that there was any backlash, I guess, against people who identified as progressives in Wisconsin, something like she was mentioning there?
Well, I think I can't speak to that particular website. I'm not familiar with it, but I will say that obviously the political divides that exist in Wisconsin were just on complete display during those Act 10 protests. And I believe a lot of that divide continues to exist. And a lot of it has to do with the complete difference of opinion between what role government should play, whether it should be a protector and a provider, or whether it should simply get out of the way and be a minimal influence on daily life.
Jody, thank you for that. And do you want to ask you about something that came up on our Facebook page when people were talking about the possible decline of progressivism in Wisconsin? Some people brought up the redrawing of district lines for voting districts. Did you look at that?
Yeah, I did look at that. Now, so in the 2012 election, the Democrats actually got more votes for assembly members if you look at the state as a whole, but the Republicans retained 60 of the 99 seats, and so they're firmly in charge in the legislature. A lot of people say that is because of the redistricting that was handled by Republicans back after the last census. And so they have a structural, they meaning Republicans, have a structural advantage right now that is pretty hard to counteract. And, you know, Democrats, if they ever get in charge, will have the opportunity to have a more nonpartisan redistricting, but they did not take advantage of that in the past when they were in charge.
Jody, thanks for the call. We're going to go next to Jeff joining us in Eau Claire. Jeff, hi.
Hello. Thanks for hosting this conversation.
You're welcome. What did you want to bring up?
Well, my life is kind of an anecdote of this movement that was launched. When the protest started, I had just graduated from college and was living in Madison and working two jobs. And I was inspired to become a teacher, and I'm now a history teacher. I went back to school for a few years, and I'm now kind of living sort of the reality of the changes made to education and the working conditions of teachers. But I feel like I have learned a lot over the past few years, and I think that the same sort of strategies that have been used over the past few years have failed. And I think that looking forward, we need a different sort of politics. And I think the beginning of the conversation was really helpful that sometimes the word progressive can be really ambiguous. But if we think in terms of class politics and where power lies, I think that the debate can really be clarified in a way that Republicans and Democrats alike can kind of muddy the water and not really allow people to see where things lie in terms of what is good for the majority, the public good, and who's actually making the wealth that gives the Koch brothers the ability to spend all these millions and billions to influence our government.
Jeff, thank you for that call and for sharing your story. Jeff's got an interesting story there going back to the protests and, you know, lots of different ways we could respond to that call. But do you think that there is something that progressives are looking at rebooting what it means to be a progressive? I know you talked to Mike McCabe a little bit about this.
Right. He's running Blue Jean Nation, which is he describes it as a political party for the politically homeless. He told Democrats and progressives gathered on campus last fall that essentially they need to craft an optimistic vision for the future and not focus so much on past gains that they've made with Social Security and some other big social programs.
And looking again, you know, expressly at progressive politics in Wisconsin, are there names right now that are carrying that mantle forward?
So names of
politicians, activists.
Well, of course, we have on the national level. You have Hillary Clinton talking with Bernie Sanders about what it means to be a progressive, and at this moment, because they're playing to the base, both of them want to be seen as more progressive than the other. So I would say that has raised the issue of what a progressive is and who a progressive is to on a national level to a degree that we have not seen in a long time.
And anybody here in the state particularly?
Well, Russ Feingold, of course, ran Progressives United, and he's running to try to regain his seat from 6 years ago from conservative businessman Ron Johnson.
And we leave it there. Dee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
That was Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Her recent piece in Madison Magazine is called What's Happened to Progressivism? And we've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page.